This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis has advertised Proposition HH as a property tax cut, but its effects on the rest of the state budget are driving debate. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
If voters pass Prop HH, it would slow down the rise of property tax bills and save many homeowners hundreds of dollars a year. But it would also allow the state to hold on to billions more in tax revenue over the years by paying smaller Tabor refunds. That extra money would offset the effect of the tax cut on schools, but if the economy performs well, experts say the measure could also end up growing the state's education fund. A conservative lawsuit argues that additional school funding is a secret mission of the proposition and that it should be kept off the ballot. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Metro Denver, a man died in a shooting early this morning after a run-in with an Adams County Sheriff's deputy. It's unclear what happened or who fired a weapon. The sheriff's office says its deputy was trying to contact a suspect believed to be armed with a handgun. It has not released the names of the victim or the deputy. No other injuries have been reported. It's a pretty mild summer day across most of the state, but the Front Range has chances for storms tonight. Denver and Colorado Springs have some clouds and highs in the 80s, even hotter in Pueblo, and Grand Junction could hit 99. Vail tops out in the 70s with blue sky. This is CPR News and KRCC.